We leave you this evening to ponder this. Imagine a world without Sigmund Freud. We would not have our egos, our superegos, or our ids. We wouldn't probe the subconscious. We would have no Oedipal complexes, defense mechanisms, or libidos. We would never be anal retentive or masochistic or neurotic. We would not sublimate or repress. We wouldn't experience transference or narcissism. We would not make Freudian slips. Well, we might have and be and do all these things. We just might not realize it. Without Sigmund Freud, we wouldn't have Catcher in the Rye or Portnoy's Complaint, and Woody Allen might still be living beneath the roller coaster in Coney Island. On the other hand, think of all the money we'd have saved on therapy. We salute you this evening, Sigmund Freud, on the 150th anniversary of your birth, with a song we unearthed. It was recorded in 1960 by the Chad Mitchell Trio.
Well, it started in Vienna not so many years ago, when not enough folks were getting sick. That a starving young physician tried to better his position by discovering what made his patients tick. He forgot about sclerosis and invented the psychosis and 100 ways that sex could be enjoyed. He adopted as his credo down repression, up libido, and that was the start of Dr. Sigmund Freud. Well, Dr. Freud,
Dr. Freud,
Dr. Freud,
Dr. Freud, how we wish you had been differently employed. But the set of circumstances still enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
The Ballad of Sigmund Freud. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. Debbie Elliott returns next week. I'm Howard Berkus.